we are back here because we would like to hear from Mrs. Mariuto Cox her experiences in America.
Yes, I went to America in 1960 as an emigrant, and I was met by my cousin who lives in New Jersey, and from New Jersey I went to Connecticut to deliver a parcel for a family there, and I worked in Connecticut for 3 months, and at the first original supermarket that ever opened in America was in Connecticut. I worked there, and then a young lady that I worked with was traveling to Florida to work, and she asked if I would like to go, and I said, well, yes, I'll come to Florida. To me, it was an experience traveling by car all the way to Florida, and we worked in Florida for 3 months, and then from Florida she wanted to divorce her husband, who was an alcoholic, unfortunately. She was Canadian, and she wanted to divorce her husband. So we travelled from Florida all the way through Texas, Mississippi, Galveston, all around there, till we arrived in Mexico. And, of course, that is a different country, so we had to find work in near Mexico so that she could go and get her divorce. And so we worked in Arizona, and when she'd received her divorce, she decided she'd like to travel back to Canada to collect her daughter, who she'd left there with her sister. I, in the meantime, went to San Francisco as family were coming to visit, and I spent 2 weeks in San Francisco. She phoned me and said, would you like to come to Canada by car? So another experience. I said yes. I left my luggage with people who I trusted in San Francisco, meaning to return, and went back to Las Vegas and met her in Las Vegas. Now, I'd only left her 3 weeks before, and this friend had been married twice, and when I met her, she said, Lillian, this is Bill. He travelled with her to Las Vegas, but he was going back and she was travelling on with me. And she said, I would like you to sit down because I've got something to tell you. So I sat down and she said, Bill and I got married this morning.
After 3 weeks of divorce?
Yes, after 3 weeks of divorce, she married a man who had 7 children, and she wanted to go to Canada to collect her daughter to bring her back to live in Arizona. So we travelled from Las Vegas up through the centre of America, stopping, obviously, overnight at various motels. And we arrived in Ontario, which is Montreal is in Ontario, and her sister lived in Montreal. And then Vera realized that as she was a Canadian citizen, before she could take her daughter into America, she had to apply for American visa. So, which meant staying in Canada for a little while. So we both got a job. I got a job illegally because I wasn't allowed to work in Canada, but I did. I got a job. And we worked at a golf course and worked there for 6 weeks. And she got her visa to go back into America. We travelled across Canada from Montreal to Vancouver, and when we went through the immigration department in Vancouver, the immigrant officer said to my friend, why are you going back into America? And she said, because I married an American and I wanted to bring my daughter into America with me. And he said, well, you married an American, you didn't have to go to get a visa to go into America. So we spent that time in Canada unnecessarily, but it was an experience. So and then we travelled on the, I think it's called the 101 highway, all the way down from Vancouver to San Francisco.
But is it the train?
No, by car. Oh, we did it all by car. By car. She drove the car. And then she left me in San Francisco and she went on to Arizona to her new husband and seven children and her own daughter. And I stayed in San Francisco.
Was she happily married for the third time?
Actually, she was happily married, yes. Unfortunately, she died later. She died of cancer. I never heard any more from him, for the husband. But she did keep up the correspondence, because when I came back to England, I kept up the correspondence with her. Her daughter, who was 2 and a half when we travelled through America, her daughter, Cheryl, I didn't hear any more from her. But she did have a child from the first husband, and that child became a nun. So she was a nun, that one. She had 2 girls. I don't know what happened to the rest family afterwards. And so she stayed with her husband, and I stayed in San Francisco for 1 year. And I worked various jobs. And as I said to you, in my experience of America is very, very, you have to be very careful, because they have a saying over there. If you part your hair on the wrong side, which means if they don't like you, doesn't matter how good you are, what your job is, and how good you are at your job, if they don't like you, you get fired in America very easily. They haven't got laws like here in England. I don't think you can fire people very easily. I don't know if it's changed over there, but I know lots of people had very unhappy. I always made sure, this is something that's important. When I went to America originally, I always made sure I had my fair home. I always made sure I had the money to return home, so that whatever else happened, if I didn't find work or if I was unhappy, I had the money to come home. Because I know it happened, experienced, the people went over there and they couldn't find a job or some reason or other, and they couldn't get home because they didn't have the money to come home. But I always made sure I had the money to come home to England. But fortunately, you know, I never did get the sack, so I was okay. And that's about it for that.
Any other interesting stories to tell me about America?
Well, I don't know.
Is there the one where you were serving that
Jewish family.
Family.
I don't know, because that might sound a bit prejudiced.
Well, it doesn't matter. It tickled me.
Oh, yes, when I was in Florida, I worked at a cafe called Arthur Maisel's, and they were Jewish, the owners, and there were quite a lot of staff, and all the customers were Jewish people, which were quite nice people, but they're very, 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 very demanding. And we used to have our own station. And we used to have to put on our station bowls of what they call relishes, which had cucumber, various like antipasti type of thing. And you put those all on your tables, and you always had to make sure there was water, and you always had to, as soon as anybody sat down, you had to make sure they had rolls and butter. It's very hard work, very hard work. And not recording. Very hard work. And this family came in one day, and a gentleman, a very big gentleman, and his wife, and others. And the manager told them to sit down, and they sat down, and I was rushing around and I put the things on, and this big man, he said, "Where is this and where is that?" He hadn't even sat down. I was a little bit cross, actually, because I thought, you know, hey, a bit of pacienza here. Sit down first, and then you start ordering. So I'm afraid I lost my temper. And I said, "If you think I'm some kind of a super-duper Amazon," I said, "but I'm not. I'm a human being, and I can only do what a human being can do." And I walked away. I've never done this before, and I've never done it again, but I was so cross that his attitude. And I walked away, and of course, what went through my mind was, well, you've got the sack, but you've got your fare home, and so don't worry, this is it. And I went to where, you know, Asia lady's room, and stayed in there, and the boss came and he sent for me. And he said, "Lillian," he said, "what, you know, why aren't you out serving this gentleman?" I said, "No, because I don't like his attitude." I said, "and I don't have to be treated like that, you see." Anyway, he said, "oh, come on, come out." So I went, and the man apologized to me. He apologized. And his wife said to me, "You are the only person in the world I've ever known tell my husband off." So I served them, and they had a very enjoyable meal, and I had a very lovely tip. But that was one of the experiences. Yes, there are others, but what's another one?
Pilot.
The pilot. Oh no, I don't think I should tell that. No.
It was me.
No. In one of the when I worked in Arizona, I worked at Del Webb's Highway House. And I was cocktail waitress there, and we used to serve the customers. And there was a gentleman, and he used to say, always keep asking me to go out, wanted me to go out. I never wanted to go out, so I'm sorry. No, I'm not interested. And then one day he said to me, "but look, I've got my own plane, I've got my private plane. We'll go on a trip, take you to Mexico." "I'm very sorry, but I'm not interested." Anyway, then another day he came with his friends. He kept on. He was a glutton for punishment, actually. So he said, "I've got this plane, private plane." He was telling the truth, you know. So he said, because, you know, in America, there's millionaires walking around and you don't know they're millionaires. And he said, "I'm going to Hawaii next week." He said, "Why don't you come with me to Hawaii?" I said, "No, I don't want to go to Hawaii, you know." And he said, "but you won't get a better offer than that." I said, "I'm not interested." You know, he was rather persistent. In the end, he gave up. But I wasn't interested in making any associations. I was only interested in working, making a living, and seeing America. Because I think really, at the back of my mind, I always knew I would come back to England. Though I went as an emigrant, I don't think I would have really stayed in America. I liked America, I enjoyed America, but England, well, born here.
It's your country.
It's my country, yeah.
Okay, thank you.